Welcome to Adulting 101, a guide to adulthood for young people by young people. I'm your host, Vanessa Silvera, for producer Twyla Whelan. And today we'll be borrowing 5 minutes of your time to help you use the rest of your hours a little better. Stay tuned.
Learn and save while you earn. Apply now to the National Service Corps program. Are you 18 to 24 years old, not working, not going to school? Then this opportunity is yours for the taking. Get core skills and on-the-job training. Learn about documentation and digitization, geographic information systems, environmental management, and so much more, and save while you earn. Application forms available at heart-nta.org. Call 1-888-432-7868 or visit the nearest Heart Trust NTA National Youth Service or Jamaican Foundation for Lifelong Learning office for more information.
So far, one of the trickiest parts of being an adult, well, at least for me, has been time management. From waking and spending 15 minutes on Instagram to daydreaming while deadlines approach, I'm possibly guilty of most degrees of procrastination. Knowing how best to manage 24 hours each day can mean the difference between feeling fulfilled at 5 p.m. or adding today's unfinished tasks to tomorrow's to-do list. Head of Above or Beyond Job Bank, career counselor and psychologist Liakim Samaj says young people should step away from the idea of time management and learn self-management. Mr. Samaj says everyone has the same amount of time in each day, but how we use that time determines how well the day was spent.
The cornerstone of time management has to do with, are you able to do important things before they become urgent? You can divide things into a matrix, a 2x2 matrix. Things that are either important or not important. Things that are either urgent or not urgent. The most important dichotomy, you want it or you don't want it.
Mr. Samaj says one of the critical points to remember is to complete important things before they become urgent, which means doing them now, as in right now. The sooner you get more pressing tasks out of the way, the less likely it is that you'll face the pressure of rushing to complete at the last minute those tasks that need more time and attention.
All that exists is really now. Past, present, and future are just constructs that we use to help us to sort of make sense of our passage. It's always now. So you can't save time. Either you use it or you lose it. So the question is, how do you use time?
Mr. Samaj recommends that you begin the process of effective time management by making a list of the most important relationships and or things in your life. In understanding what's important, prioritizing then becomes easier.
Who? What? So is school important? And then identify what achievements you would like to have under your belt at the end of this week. The most useful time to work with is 1 week. Anything beyond that is fantasy, you know? And then now you work backwards with that. So what do you need to do today?
One of the known arch enemies of our carefully crafted schedules and plans is the new project that appears out of thin air, ends up on our desk, and is due in 2 hours. Mr. Samaj says it's important to recognize that unexpected tasks can come up, and we should therefore allocate time in our plans for the unforeseen. Additionally, do not spend time agonizing over what has not been done. Instead, focus on what you have achieved in your day and work towards managing yourself better the next time around. If you need time or self-management help, start with your guidance counselor or your tertiary institution's career counseling unit. You may also contact Above or Beyond Job Bank at 948-5627. Hey, thanks for listening to Adulting 101. I'm Vanessa Silvera for producer Twyla Whelan. Catch up with JIS on Instagram at JIS Voice. Send us a tweet. Our handle is JIS News. Or check out our posts on Facebook at Jamaica Information Service. So until next week, think, do, conquer.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.